Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sean and RJ on your home of America's team, and it is now time for the Jerry Jones Show. Every Tuesday at 8:30, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. And let's welcome in the Hall of Fame owner and GM of your Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Sean, RJ, and it's really good to be on this morning. And this is a little different feeling than we had last Monday. So I'm easy to do the show today.
Absolutely. And, man, you took it like a champ with all the bullets last week. So let's have some fun and celebrate this morning. Hell of a win. Your thoughts on your team's overall performance in beating the defending AFC champs?
Well, the things that impressed me the most was how we improved. Let's start with the offensive line. I want to give them a little slack for how they played the first game. And when the wheels are coming off like that, it's hard to point to areas that played decent. And the facts are the offensive line, when you look at the first two ball games, have played fairly well. But really notable this past week. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what's on the way in the offensive line. We've really, if there were such a thing, have prepared for some position flexibility in the offensive line. We've done that by adding Peters, by knowing that we've got McGovern just around the corner. And dare I say, on out there, little Tyron Smith. I'm real pleased with Tyler Smith, how he plays, certainly this past Sunday. So overall, I want to give it to the offensive line there. Steele had a good game, so yeah. I'm pleased right there. The defense, of course, is obviously an inspiration out there. We're getting better. And that is to, I think we've got that to look forward to, a better coordinated defense, one that is comfortable in its own skin and capable of making some plays. We didn't get the turnover, but I'm surprised we didn't get the turnover, as we give them a little bit of credit for not turning that ball over their quarterback. So anyway, I like the way that the team played. I'll get to Cooper. Gives us a chance not to take anything out of our offense. He knows it all. And he really is very, I'm going to use the word again, he's very comfortable in our offense. And he's been working with Kellen Moore for years. He's been working with a receiver like Wilson for years. A lot of those guys have been around him in repetitions and practice, as well as, the time that he did play last year with a win over Minnesota. So I like what we're seeing there. Greer behind him had a good week, a real good week. Greer looked good in training camp. Frankly, I feel good where we are right now with given Dak is out, which we all know what a concern that is, but I feel pretty good about a quarterback.
Yeah, Jerry, you feel any stick your chest out vindication on your backup QB, that your kicker was a humongous storyline, the coaching has been criticized early on with the attention around here. You feel any vindication after that victory?
No, I just feel elation. The criticism, that's the way it goes. Isn't that the way it happens? That's the way it goes. And that comes with it. I was disappointed for our fans at first ball game. Did not expect that in any way. Obviously, never would expect losing Prescott. But we really had some glaring things that if you could correct them, would get us in the ball game against really top teams. And that's what happened to us Sunday. We just didn't do anything on our third downs when we their yardage dictated us keep moving the chains. If you don't move those chains, if you don't get you a first down in a drive, dare I say early, if you don't get that first down, you can't get it going. And, boy, you can do that three or four times, and all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball on your possessions for the whole game. That's how you get in games like that and get in trouble. We didn't do that Sunday, and the results are that. And I look forward to this team improving and improving under Rush as quarterback and improving with the personnel that we've got to play with right now. I see us getting better.
Jerry Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. I don't know what to ask you anymore about Micah. I kind of had the same problem with Luka Doncic early in his Mavs career. To me, you got two superstars in the Metroplex. I know you always say comparisons get you in trouble. I mean, what new things can you say about this guy who everyone says absolutely wrecked that game on Sunday?
Well, I think, first of all, I just, in close, want all of our fans to know how hard he works at it and how intense he is. He's inordinate in his intensity. You can't always get your finger on that when you're evaluating a player, but boy, his intensity, and of course his he translates that to with his natural athletic ability, which is freakish. And so those combination of things in this game, which is pressure player city, if you can be a pressure player in this game of NFL football, you can do some damage, and he is that.
Is Micah the best pass rusher you've seen in your time here?
Well, let's don't do comparisons, if you will. Let's don't do that to him, because you know we've seen some of the best. Frankly, I thought we had one of the best ever in Charles Haley, and not to leave out DeMarcus Ware, who may be right there in those kinds of conversations. And so those are guys we've seen. Again, a little reluctant to make comparisons here, but I think when you look down the road and you look at how our coaching is utilizing his just him, if you will. And what we did, we've complimented him. We brought in Barr. Well, Barr is a true compliment to him and an outstanding player and pressure player himself, in my mind, can be. But we brought in Barr to add numbers to the our opposing offenses to the problem for them, which is dealing with numbers of pressure players out there. And so that's what you get into. I thought it was a real notable thing when their quarterback for Cincinnati said that's one of the best defensive fronts we'll face as far as the pressure goes. And I think we can look forward to getting better, and I don't think that's over-optimist. I've been accused lately of being too optimistic, and I do think we've got reason to be optimistic here with our pass rush.
Jerry's a nice bounce back, we thought, from CeeDee Lamb from week one to week two. Do you see him? Has he turned the corner and in your eyes become a number one yet?
Well, he has. It's there with him. I wonder what is it? The ability to make those big plays when it's time to make those big plays. He's got that. He's always had that. The thing is that he's a grinder. He will really conscientious. He will work at it, which is really important. He's an intelligent receiver. Important. Very important. And so it's all there, and we know he's capable of making the big plays. And he's just like all of us, If it works right for you, you'll get better as you go. And he's going to get better and better. And we're going to be the benefactor of it.
Jerry, let's talk about some of your other weapons. How are you feeling about Michael Gallup's return for this Giants game?
Well, I like where Michael is physically. And I don't know if we're going to try to go with him on Sunday or not. I mean, Monday. I don't know. But we'll see how this week goes. But he's really doing some good things out there. And we have missed him. And it'll be good to get him back out there. Now, again, I'm not saying at all that we'll use him Monday night. But he'll really add to it. I think we're all giving Wilson, our receiver, a real kudos because you see what he's capable of. He makes big plays. He can go get the ball. And he'll get his opportunity to make those big plays after just showing and reminding everybody what he can do for you. So I think you're seeing this receiving core evolve and come together right before your eyes.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. What news did you guys get on Dalton Schultz, and how do you view his status for the game?
I don't have anything definitive there. We'll see how it works. This is the news. This is the plan. We'll see how he works this week. He's got a sprain there, but and the issue is whether he goes this week or not. I don't look for this to be. My assessment of it is not long term, but it would be a question of whether or not he'll be effective this week. And I know that we're all trying to see if he can do that.
And how are you feeling about Dak's progression and his timeline?
Well, I don't know that anybody knows, but when he can get away from get into the strength area where he can grasp, then you'll see probably a real advancement in his timeline. And I don't know when that is. I do know that I think after a good airing out last week, everybody recognizes that he'll be back sooner rather than later as far as the timeline. And it really could be a minimal of 2 weeks up here in my mind. Now, that's very optimistic. That is optimistic, but it could be. And he's got the kind of repair there that will allow him not to have a lot of fear about re-injuring. It's just a question of the grip. But it's a big question.
Jerry, can you tell us anything about the debut of Jason Peters when we're going to get him out there?
Well, I don't know that we'll go this weekend, but he's progressing. He does give us some real position flex, and, of course, he gives us an all-pro presence. And really pleased we've got him. When I look at what we've got here in him and the coming of McGovern and then turn around here and look somewhere out there is, dare I say it, Tyron. And when I look at the way our guys that we have that really are our depth, how they're doing their reps, how they're coming, I really am optimistic that this offensive line is really shaping up and going to be there for the bell when we're in the time of the year when we're trying to get to the playoffs and on beyond that.
Jerry, have you guys decided what you're going to do with Peters when he's ready to go?
Now, we've got his left tackle, obviously, but that creates the fall. Gardner can play tackle or the other tackle. So there's some flex there. I throw that out, not that in any way there's a direction for him, but we'll see where we are, with McGovern, see where we are with certainly we're seeing where we are with Dallas Smith. And Tyler. So all of that gives us real flexibility. He does give us a unique flexibility with a veteran player that can really still, I use the word still, play, that can play. Let's just say that, that can play. I like where we are. I like where we are. I think we're doing some good things about getting this offensive line in shape as we look down the road. Now, we know, because it takes five to play it, we know that you can have an injury and you can have some things happen and get depleted there pretty quick. But I like where we are today.
Jerry, is the running back carry split kind of about what you expected it to be? Would you like to see more of a balance or more one, you know, more heavy-handed towards Zeke?
I would say that I'd like to see Zeke because of what he does to the defense, what he physically does. I want to make sure that we give Zeke the load that that the team deserves to have from him. Now, you say, well, doesn't that take away from the obvious out there? Pollard made those big plays and can make those big plays. He's juice. You can see what he, the zip that he adds to the offense. And we just got to do both. We just got to take advantage of the fact that we've got this, both these guys that can really give that defense heck. So I'd like to see a continued use. I'd like to answer your question, I'd like to see both used about 20% more.
Jerry Jones joins us here, 105 through the Fan. I was, you know, last night I was very surprised and kind of upset that how good the Eagles looked. did they catch your attention a little bit with that performance last night?
Well, Hurd has really evolved and is better than when he came out that you might have thought. I was particularly impressed with his passing and watched every snap last night. So that's what we've got. And he's a guy that has always been able to run, very athletic, very strong. And that's not surprising. So, but it doesn't surprise me or startle me that we're playing a Philadelphia team with a quarterback threat. I don't dream of playing these teams that ultimately don't have a quarterback that they've got a plan to move the ball with. They've certainly done that with him, and they're doing a good job up there. And they're going to be all we can count.
I don't know if you saw this video. There's a Cowboy fan that after the win that rode a horse through a Walmart. What animal would you ride through the lawn and garden section if you had won the Super Bowl?
Did you see it, Jerry?
Hey, I can't tell you. I've literally been on a horse inside before. And it's a dicey thing because if that horse gets to slipping and sliding and kicking, it's a mess.
Jerry Jones, every Tuesday, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Fantastic win. Congratulations. And let's keep it going Monday against the Giants.
Hey, this is fun. I want to do this some more.
Yeah, we were going to get you to sing happy birthday to RJ because we thought you'd be in such a good mood with a little Marilyn Monroe, Jerry.
Well, I'll give you a little happy birthday for sure.
All right.
Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.
I'll tell you what. What is it? My personality's better when we win. Am I just different?
Everybody is.
Everybody is. Yesterday, we were in a damn good mood.
The sad thing about people around me is that it causes me to think I'm funny, so they get to put up with all that BS.
hey, we all feel better.
Hey, it feels good, and I would say this, savor it. I've always said this about football. It's 95% getting it handed to you, and it's about 5% euphoria. We're getting a little of that today. Let's go to town on it.
Heck yeah.
Coach, I'm hot.
Heck yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the week.
You bet, guys. Bye.
There he is. Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.